light bulbs, right? They're so normal now, like we just kind of expect them to be there so we can actually see what we're doing when it gets dark.
It really is funny when you think about it, like flick a switch, bam, instant sunshine, no matter what time it is.
But getting to that instant light wasn't instant ATLL. And the stuff you sent over about the light bulb itself, about Swan, about Edison, man, it proves how anything bitty simple the whole thing was.
It's so true. We're just so used to electric light now that most of us don't even think about what went into it, you know? And what's cool is what we've got here, it lets us bust some myths wide open, like that whole lone geniuses thing people love to slap on inventions. Yeah, not so much.
Totally. It's like we're about to show everyone that making a light bulb wasn't just one aha moment. It was decades of people getting close, some serious competition, and in the end, it's actually a story about teamwork, making the dream work.
100%. And you find that right in the materials, like way before Edison even shows up, people are trying to crack this. Humphrey Davy, back in 1802, we're talking more than 200 years ago, he made electric light happen, battery, strip of platinum, boom.
1802. Seriously, but hold up. If it was doable that long ago, why was everyone still stumbling around in the dark for ages after that?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Davy was onto something, but his thing, it was crazy inefficient. Like it worked, but not for long. Platinum back then, forget about it. Way too pricey for everyday folks. And the light, bright as it was, poof, gone in a flash. But it showed everyone what the hurdles were going to be. You needed some kind of filament that wouldn't die after 5 minutes, and he wouldn't bankrupt you. PLUS, gotta figure out how to keep it from burning out so fast.
So then it's like a whole parade of inventors, each one trying to solve those exact problems, huh?
Yeah.
I saw a book mentioned by this guy, Arthur A. Bright, listed out a bunch of them.
Oh yeah, that book is like the encyclopedia of light bulb almost rans, and it just proves that invention, more often than not, is messy as heck. Take 1840, this British dude, Warren De La Rue, makes a pretty dang good light bulb, platinum filament again, but this time it's in a vacuum tube.
Platinum again? Man, that must cost a fortune. Was that the main problem with his, like, version 2.0?
Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. Cost was always going to be a deal breaker back then, just like it can be now with fancy new gadgets. Platinum was basically bling bling metal, not your average hardware store find. But De La Rue proved something huge D. The vacuum was key. Early bulbs went kaput so quick because the hot filament and the oxygen in the air, they got a little too friendly, combustion city. So if you wanted a light bulb that didn't pull a disappearing act, you needed a really good vacuum.
So it's like not just the light itself that matters, but controlling the whole situation around the light. Like, makes me think of spacesuits. They had to make a tiny livable bubble in a super hostile environment.
Exactly. You're totally on the right track there. And this is where another big name you sent over steps into the ring, Joseph Swan. Now, this guy, he was already messing around with carbon filaments in the 1850s, years before Edison even got started. He even invented a whole new kind of vacuum pump in 1863, specifically for his light bulb experiments. Talk about dedication.
So Swan's over in England, tinkering away, and soon we'll get to Edison doing his thing in America. But at this point, did these guys even know the other one existed, or were they both off in their own little worlds working away?
Oh, they knew, all right.
Let's get out of here. International light bulb rivalry brewing. See, this is why I love digging into this stuff. That whole lone genius idea is already crumbling.
And we're just getting started. See, while Swan's over there in England fine-tuning his designs, Edison's over here in America building his dream team at Menlo Park, his famous lab, you know. And this is where things get really wild. Edison, he was a firm believer that if you want something truly revolutionary, you got to ditch the whole me, myself, and I act.
So instead of a light bulb moment, it was more like a light bulb brainstorming session. Lots of ideas bouncing around. I did notice those muckers being mentioned. What's the deal with that nickname? Sounds kind of rough and tumble, like a bunch of guys pinkering in a garage, you know?
And that's exactly what it was in the best way possible. Those muckers, they were Edison's crew. Machinists, scientists, engineers, you name it, all these different minds coming together, all obsessed with making things work. And they weren't afraid to experiment, to fail a few hundred times, as long as they learned something along the way. That's how they cracked the code, by working together and never taking themselves too seriously.
And it wasn't just the folks at Menlo Park, right? There's that whole story about Edison basically scouring the globe for the perfect bamboo, which just screams team effort. Talk about global innovation even way back then.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. They tested over 6,000 different materials from everywhere. And the winner. Some specific kind of bamboo, all the way from Japan. I mean, can you imagine the logistics? The letters flying back and forth, the ships sailing across oceans, all to make a light bulb last? That ain't just one dude in a lab coat, that's a whole operation.
No doubt. But let's not forget, Edison was a smart cookie when it came to, well, getting his name out there. There's that story about him. Oh man, he basically rigged a demo for some reporters, made them think his bulbs lasted way longer than they actually did.
Classic Edison. The man understood that even the most brilliant invention needs a little pizzazz, you know? Gotta capture people's imaginations, get them excited. And yeah, sometimes that means getting a little creative with your presentations.
A true showman and a scientist. But hey, let's not leave poor Swan hanging over there in England. How is his progress stacking up against Edison's? Were they neck and neck at this point, or was one of them pulling ahead?
Well, here's where things really get interesting. While Edison was busy building his electric empire in America, Swan, he hits a major milestone in December of 1881. He lights up an entire building with his bulbs, the Savoy Theater in London, no
The
less.
Savoy Theater. Talk about a grand opening. I bet people were blown away. Can you imagine? Going from those flickery gas lights to steady electric light must have felt like stepping into the future.
Right, and it shows you Swan's priorities. He wasn't just after brightness. He wanted practicality, safety, all that. He made sure those bulbs were ready for prime time, even highlighted the safety aspect, something Edison, he actually picked up on later.
So Swan's all about making sure these bulbs are user-friendly. Meanwhile, Edison's got the bigger picture in mind.
Bingo! Edison. He wasn't just selling light bulbs, he was selling an electric D-dream. Power plants, a whole grid, the works. He wanted to change the world, and to do that, you gotta think big.
Makes you realize something we totally take for granted now, just flipping a switch and bam, light. That was once a pretty wild idea.
And like most truly big ideas, it ended up taking teamwork to really bring it to life. Because here's the kicker. After years of going head to head, Edison and Swan, they joined forces in 1883. They create the Edison and Swan United Electric Light Company, Ediswan for short. Can you believe that?
Ediswan, I kind of wish that name had stuck around. It has a nice ring to it, but really proves your point sometimes. Working together is the only way to truly innovate, right?
100%. They say two heads are better than one, and when those two heads belong to Edison and Swan, magic happens. Plus, this whole merger thing gets us thinking about the legacy of their work, right? It's not just about the bulbs themselves anymore, it's bigger than that.
It's kind of wild, right? We're talking light bulbs, something we use every single day, but look at the conversation it sparked.
It's perfect, actually. The light bulb, it's not just about lighting up a room, it's about lighting up how inventions really happen, how technology grows, even how the whole world gets in on the act.
And speaking of lighting up, I gotta say, busting that lone genius myth, that's been super cool. Sure, you got your big names, Edison, Swan, but without everyone else, without teams, without different ways of thinking, they wouldn't have gotten there.
That's the key takeaway right there. Menlo Park, Edison's lab. It wasn't some dude in a cave, it was buzzing. Like, that's the blueprint for how we innovate in NOW. Bell Labs, where they crack the transistor, Edison's crew paved the way for that.
So it's not just the light bulb, it's how Edison ran the whole shebang. Experimenting, not being afraid to mess up, that's how you make progress, right? Talk about ahead of his time, I read he even used stock options to get his employees pumped.
Stock options way back then. Seriously, that's like startup playbook right there. The man knew what he was doing, give people a real stake in the company and watch the creativity explode. And you know what's funny? For all his fame, Edison never claimed to be some kind of solo act. In fact, one of the excerpts you sent, he basically said, "Everything I've done, it's because I took what was already there and made use of it."
Whoa, talk about humble. It's like we put inventors on these pedestals, but really it's about connecting the dots, taking what's known and pushing it further, not starting completely from scratch.
And that, my friend, is the heart of it all. Especially now, right? We got information overload. The real skill isn't just dreaming up something new. It's knowing how to use what's already out there to remix, to build upon.
Makes you wonder, maybe that whole lone genius thing, it's holding us back. If we're always looking for that one superhero inventor, are we missing out on the power of teamwork, of everyone putting their heads together?
Now there's something to think about. And that right there, that's why I love these deep dives. You always end up learning something new. And this quote from Stephen Johnson, you included it sums it up perfectly. The light bulb, shines light on more than just our bedside reading. It helps us see more clearly the way new ideas come into being.
Man, that's perfect. The light bulb, it's not just about seeing in the dark. It's about seeing how we come out with those bright ideas in the first place. It's a team effort. Always has been, always will be. So next time you flip a switch, remember all those curious minds, those muckers working away in the background. Because without them, we'd still be in the dark ages, literally.